Ladies and guys who like girls, who like orgasms. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're In and Loser show. Let's fucking go. Super early in the morning right now. I woke up at about 4 a.m. because I've got some shit to do this morning. I've got some international podcasts that I have to record. Super fucking tired. So I thought I would jump on here and we'll have a bit of a chill, fun podcast today. So this will be pretty laid back. What we are going to do is do a Reacts podcast. So similar to one I did on that Pickup Artist channel a couple of months ago, we're basically going to go through somebody's YouTube channel, check out, or I should say Instagram, check out some of their posts, kind of do a reacts to my thoughts on a lot of the content that they say. So I'm going to do a woman called Hayley Halverston. I have had her on my podcast before. Spoiler alert, I'm not really going to disagree with anything that she has to say. I love it a bit. She's fucking awesome. And pretty much everything she has on her Instagram, I agree with. So we're going to go through. I'm going to give my thoughts on her shit. Let's pop that bad boy up on the screen right now. So if you're watching the YouTube video, obviously you can see that. If you're listening to the audio, don't stress. I will read out the posts so you don't need to watch this. So this is her Instagram. You know, she's got like almost 11,000 followers. She's pretty fucking popular. And a lot of what she does is similar to what we do, but her stuff is obviously for women. So a lot of her content is around how to build a sex life or how to get in touch with your sexuality as a woman, you know, how to have orgasms, how to have good sex, all that kind of stuff, dating advice. She does coaching, all that kind of good shit. And she has her own podcast. So, you know, this is her right now. But what I'm going to show you here is her. This was the post that I saw on her Instagram that made me go like, okay, I got to reach out and have this woman on my podcast. Yeah. Again, I'll leave a link in the description below to the podcast I did with her, the interview I did with her. But I saw this and I was like, okay, this woman's like legit. She's like actually serious. Basically, she was super depressed on the left. You can see there. If you're listening to the audio only, on the screen right now is a before and after picture of her. And on the left, you know, she's got some weight to lose and she talks about how she was super depressed. She was working a corporate job she hated, just miserable as hell. On the right, she's lost a ton of weight. She looks a hell of a lot happier. She looks a lot better. She's obviously, you know, in a better position and she's working as a coach herself, making good money, living an awesome life, all that good shit. So I fucking respect the shit out of this woman. Really awesome. She was a lot of fun when we had her on the podcast too. Go and listen to that interview. Again, it's in the description below. So let's move on. So the first post that we are going to react to is, if you don't respect yourself, why would anyone else? I think you guys know I'm going to fucking love this one straight away. As soon as I saw this, I was like, hell yeah, now we're talking. So I did a video, I'll leave a link in to it in the description below, a video called, if you don't take yourself seriously, how can you expect anyone else to? People, there's this concept with respect that you're supposed to just, or that it can be demanded. I see this a lot. Someone will just be like, you have to respect me, or you have to respect this group, or we should respect, you know, all people of this, you know, we should respect all women, or we should respect all, you know, insert demographic here. And it's like, yes, there's a baseline level of respect that you show another human. Sure, fine. But if you're talking about actual respect, that is something that has to be earned. And if you want other people to respect you, the easiest way to go about that is to respect yourself. Another way of phrasing that is the way that I phrased it in the video I did, which is if you want other people to take you seriously, the easiest way to do that is to take yourself seriously. Now, how do you do that? Lose weight, which is obviously what she did. Start taking yourself more seriously. Decide, this is my baseline level of what I'm willing to accept from, you know, other people. Like, basically have standards, have boundaries. If you don't know where to start with a book called No More Mr. Nice Guy. I will leave a link in the description below to that book. Awesome book. It teaches you how to establish boundaries, how to stop being such a doormat, how to not let people use you, all of that kind of stuff. Another good book is one called When I Say No, I Feel Guilty. That book is absolutely amazing for the same stuff. Setting your own boundaries, deciding. It's really just deciding to take yourself seriously. So I really love that this post here. She's posted similar posts like this one a couple of times. I really, really, really respect this stuff. And as she says in the description below, or in the description on this image, would your ideal self, as in the person that you're working towards becoming, would your ideal self put up with the crap that you're putting up with in your relationship right now? And it's not just relationships. It's, you know, your business relationships, your work, you know, that guy at the gym who's an asshole to you, or the guy at work who's a dickhead to you, would the future you, the one that you're working towards, would you put up with this crap? And if the answer is like no, then it's like, well, you need to start making moves to fix it. Like, how can you fix it? Maybe sometimes you're just being a little too negative, and so you need to change that. Maybe sometimes the person is genuinely an asshole, so you need to either minimize the contact you have with them or have a conversation with them and say, hey, I don't really like the way you treat me, because that's what someone who respects themselves does. They don't put up with this shit. Maybe you need to go and get another job somewhere else, or maybe you need to end the relationship. Maybe you need to go to counseling and come up with some strategies of how to deal with this kind of stuff. But the point is, if the person you're working towards wouldn't put up with this shit, then why the fuck are you putting up with it right now? And another way of saying that is, if you want to become that future self that you're working towards, your ideal self, you are at some point going to have to deal with this. You are at some point going to have to change whatever it is that's letting you be disrespected, whether that's someone else or an a set of circumstances, whatever. At some point, you're going to have to deal with that. Why would you not just deal with it right now? Or at least start dealing with it right now. So we'll move on to the next one. And this next one is, it is safe for me to receive everything I desire. Now, obviously, this is a feminine way of putting it, because guess what? She's a female and she's writing for female clients, and, you know, they tend to speak in this kind of language, whereas males tend to be very fucking aggressive and angry. Not angry, but you guys know what I mean. Aggressive, let's just say that. More forward, more blunt. So what she's basically saying here is, you have to really give yourself permission to get the things that you want. We talk about the same thing. If you're talking about having sex or getting laid, it's like at some point you have to say, do you know what? I have to give myself permission to go after the things I want. I have to give myself permission to have women in my life. I have to give myself permission to have sex. I have to give myself permission, excuse me, especially if you're going outside to talk to women on the street. You have to give yourself permission to do that, because by definition, it's weird. It's not something that most human beings do. Most human beings don't go up to women that they don't know and say, hey, you're really cute. What are you up to today? They don't. And so you have to give yourself permission to be allowed to have these things that you want. If it's money, God knows I had to give myself permission over the last like 6 months to say, I'm allowed to pay my bills from coaching. Like, I had to literally do what she's talking about in this post and say, it is, I didn't use the word safe, but I'm allowed to have the things that I want. If you want an elite life, which is what I'm helping you guys, or what I'm pushing you guys towards, and what Haley here is pushing her clients towards and her audience towards, if you want an elite life, you have to give yourself permission to have an elite life. At some point, you have to say, do you know what? Even though I don't think I deserve it, air quotes, whatever deserve might mean, even though I'm not sure how to get there, even though I'm terrified and nervous as hell, and I don't know if this will work out, I have to at least give myself permission to start, to try, to take that first step, to do those little baby steps each day that we talk about. So I really love this post. Move on to the next post is, if you don't learn to speak up for your needs, who will? Absolutely love this one as well. So obviously we'll say start with No More Mr. Nice Guy. That book will help you learn to speak up for your needs. The other book I recommend is When I Say No, I Feel Guilty. That book is absolutely amazing for learning to speak up for your own needs. And what she's basically saying here is, there's another quote that's very similar to this. I can't remember who said it. It's, if it is to be, it's up to me. Nobody is ever going to give you the amazing elite life that you're working towards, but you. You are the only person who can do it. And I'm going to do a podcast probably in the next couple of weeks, maybe next month, called Your Future Self Versus Your Current Self. Or maybe I'll call it, you know, your current self needs to look out for your future self. And the point that I'm saying there is, you got to look at your, Haley calls it your ideal self. I just call it your future self, or the person that you're working towards becoming, right? If you want that person to have an elite, amazing life, current you needs to put in place the foundation or the bricks. You need to build that life for that future you. If you want future you to have an awesome life, current you has to be the one that does it. Nobody else will do it. And so if you're not willing to stand up for that future, because some people, guys and girls, some people really struggle right now in the moment to look after themselves or to give themselves permission to do the kind of crazy shit that we're talking about here, to go after their goals, to really make it happen. And so a useful technique can be to do what I'm going to do in this podcast that I'm going to do, or do what I'm going to explain in this podcast that I will do, which is you dissociate between your current self and your future self. Like if you can't look after yourself because you don't think you have permission, or you think that's arrogant, or you just struggle to put yourself first, then dissociate and say, right, I'm not going to look after me, but I'm going to look after future me. That's a different person. Technically, that is a different person. You will be a different person a year from now. You won't be the same you. It's still the same body, the same mind, all of that stuff. But it's for all intents and purposes, a different person. So dissociate and say, right, if I can't look after myself because I think that's arrogant, or I haven't given myself permission, or maybe I don't think I deserve it, I'm going to at least look after future me. I will do what needs to be done for future me. Yeah, current me, I don't think I deserve it, but future me definitely deserves it. The person who is elite definitely deserves to have their needs respected, to be working on their goals, to achieve things. That future you definitely deserves that shit. I think you would all agree that. By definition, if you have an elite life, you deserve an elite life. So if you're not going to do it for your current self, do it for your fucking future self. Look after your future self, for God's sakes. We'll move on to the next one, which is normalize having a healthy, happy relationship and life. Yeah. So this is very similar to a couple of podcasts I've done called Winner's Mindset versus Loser's Mindset. And I also wrote an article called You Get What You Subconsciously Believe. I'll leave a link in the description below. I'll leave a link to that article. That explains it better than the podcast. Basically, if you think you don't deserve to be happy, if you think you don't deserve to have women in your life, if you think you don't deserve to be lean and look good, if you think you don't deserve to have people respect you, then that's what's going to happen. Because for one, when someone does this, if you don't think you deserve a healthy, happy life, you won't take the actions required to have a healthy and happy life. Because why would you? You don't think you deserve it. You think it's not going to work out. You think you'll fail anyway. So what's the fucking point in trying? You see this a ton. Every time I do a video on being bald, and I'll say like, you know, bald guys can get laid. I never thought I could get laid when I had hair. I thought it's all going to fall out and I won't get laid. I shaved it all off. I thought, oh my God, here we go. I'm bald now. I'm never going to get laid. And guess what? I still got laid. Exactly the same amount. It doesn't make a fucking difference. Anyone who's bald would be like, anyone who's bald and gets laid would be like, yeah, dumbass, of course it doesn't make a difference. But I thought it did. And so anytime I do a video on like bald men can get laid, I will inevitably get 10 fucking comments from retards saying, you're lying. You can't get laid as a bald man. I can't get laid as a bald man, blah, 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 blah. Because you think you can't get laid. So what do? You sit there, you watch Netflix, you eat bad food, you don't take action, you don't do the things that would build you the life you want. Because it's hopeless. In your mind, it can't work. So why would you even try? You also see this with short guys. I will do a video showing another short client, like 5'5" guy or 5'6" guy who's gotten laid, who's got a girlfriend, who's crushing it, who has a healthy, happy life. Ed is a really good example. I did a great interview with him. I will show how you can absolutely get laid as a short guy. And then there'll be 10 short guys that will reply and say, this is a lie. This is all a scam. This is fake. I can't get laid because I'm short, blah, blah, blah. They're not even trying to get laid. Ed had to bust his ass to get laid. Short guys have to bust their ass, just like anyone else. And I'll leave a link in the description below to my interview with Ed. But what you'll see is like, if you believe that you deserve to have a healthy, happy relationship in life, in other words, if you believe you deserve your goals, then you will take the actions required to get there. Like Ed believed that at first he didn't believe he deserved it, but he believed that he had the right to try. Let's just phrase it like that. He wanted it badly enough. He wasn't sure if he was going to get there. I think he knew he would get there. He just thought it would take like 10 years. The same stuff I thought. I wasn't 100% sure I was ever going to get there. But I was like, but I don't have a choice. I have to try. Like, what's the harm in trying? So you do want to, as much as you possibly can, believe that you either deserve to get there or deserve to have the right to try and fucking get there, right? You have to start normalizing this shit. You have to like obsess about your goals, fantasize about your goals, keep in mind like where you're working towards and say like, right, that has to be my new baseline. I have to get to that. And then I never, I don't ever want to go backwards. So if it's, you know, I want a girlfriend, you have to say like, right, having a girlfriend is going to be my new normal and I have to work towards that. I will not accept less than having a girlfriend. I want a goddamn girlfriend. I'm going to get a girlfriend. Let me make it happen. Let's move on to the next one. We'll do one more and then I'll cut the video and then I'll probably do like a part two of this because there's a ton of her posts that I want to react to. Very similar to the previous one. This one is, your life is a reflection of your beliefs. In other words, you get what you subconsciously believe. If you think that you don't deserve happiness or that you don't deserve, you know, to reach your goals, then you'll just sit there and not take the actions required to get there. You'll self-sabotage. You'll screw things up. I will leave a link, another link, to a podcast I did about self-sabotage. And it's obviously everything we just talked about. If you think, if you believe that either you don't deserve happiness or that as a short guy you can't get laid or bald guys will never meet women or Indian or Asian men can't, you know, have a fulfilling life with women, like whatever stupid belief you have or whatever, let's just phrase it more charitably, whatever limiting belief you have, your life will reflect that, as Haley talks about here. If you believe you don't deserve women, guess what? Why would women stick around you? And even if they do, you're going to screw it up intentionally. You're going to push them away because you think like, nah, sooner or later, she's going to find out that I'm not good enough or that I'm a loser or that I'm gross or I'm disgusting. Whatever limiting beliefs you have in your head, you will push that person away. One of the guys in my coaching group right now, in my group coaching, he, for a long time, believed that he didn't deserve to have love and affection and a fulfilling relationship. And so he was very good at having sex with women. He's had sex with more women than me, or as many women as me. But what he wasn't good at was keeping them around because he didn't believe that he deserved to. He didn't believe that he deserved love. And so what would happen is he would see these women a couple of times and then inevitably he would do something to sabotage it every single time. Sometimes that would be he would just get angry irrationally over nothing and just blow up and be like, you know, you don't actually care about me. You know, you're just being blah, blah, blah. And she'd be like, I do care about you. What in the fuck are you talking about? He'd be like, no, you don't. You're just waiting to leave me. And then he would, you know, screw things up. Sometimes it would be she would be late or something. Or she would say, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm super tired tonight. Do you mind if we meet up like tomorrow night instead? And he'd go, see, I knew you were going to let me down. You're just like all the other women, like blah, 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 blah. And he would get rid of her. This has happened to him, or he has done this, I should say, so many, many, many times. And what we are working on with him right now is, mate, you got to start believing that you deserve to have these women around. Or even if you don't believe that, you got to at least start taking the same actions as someone who does believe that. Because that's the thing. You don't always have to believe that you deserve an awesome life, but you have to believe it's at least possible that maybe one day you could. Right? You have to like open the door and let just that little glimmer of hope in and start working towards that and take the same actions that someone who does believe they deserve a good life would take. And so what he's been doing, what this guy in particular has been doing is, you know, if a girl does cancel on him or something, and we're talking about girls that he's already sleeping with, right? Maybe she says like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't see you tonight. Can we meet tomorrow night? What we've been working on with him is like, don't reply right away. Calm down a little bit. Post in the group coaching. Get some feedback from us before you reply and see what happens. And that's been like a game changer for him. And so he is now starting to believe, you know what? Maybe there is a chance that I do deserve love. And it's like, yeah, dude, you do. So you don't need to 100% believe that you will have the most amazing life of all time. I haven't believed most of my goals. I've done a video on that. I've done several videos on that. I didn't believe I deserved most of my goals, but what I did believe is that maybe there's a tiny chance that one day I could deserve them. And that's basically the same thing. Just giving yourself that little glimmer of hope, starting to work towards the things that you want and making it happen, taking action. So we will wrap up there. Again, this is Haley's Instagram. It's just haley.helveston. On Instagram. I'll also leave a link to, I actually like her YouTube channel even more. She does like podcasts, interviews, stuff like that. She's got her own podcast as well. I'll leave links in the description below to that stuff. And we'll probably do another one of these videos. I might just bang one out right now, actually. I might stop this and do another one right after, because I do really love her content. I really love her, the way she thinks about these kind of philosophies, because very similar to us and the stuff that we work on and that the philosophies we have. All right, guys, I shall leave it there. As always, go out, crush your goals, all that good stuff. See you guys.